on the BBS.
Good evening, everyone. This is Vicki Ford with the Ask Spirit Now show. I am so happy to be with each and every one of you this evening. I'm looking out my window. It's getting a little dark now here out in the North Georgia mountains, but I just feel such gratitude to be able to be with you and to have this beautiful day. I believe that hopefully everybody's had a gorgeous day weather-wise and spiritually, and I just really want to say how happy it is to be here. And I want to dedicate this show to a very dear friend of mine who passed away last month. Her name is Chiquita Berry, and she lived at the 12-stone farm, a 100-acre horse farm that she created out of woods. And so many people loved her, and I just wanted to dedicate this show to her because she has been an inspiration to so many, many people. And the message she always gave, or her legacy, I should say, is of love. She always had an open door policy there at her home, and she rescued many, many, many horses. And she was a horse whisperer and a spiritual light worker, I would call her. And I just want to dedicate this beautiful, beautiful time to her. I'm sitting here holding my Egyptian healing rods that are star consciousness, and she's the first one that introduced me to them some time ago, and I always think about her when I hold them. So here's to you, Chiquita. I know that you're a spiritual guide now for many, many of us, and I just hold you in my heart. So we begin the show in dedication to Chiquita. And I just want to let you know that I have felt, beginning the show, several ascended masters who are around many of you, as well as myself and the crystalline ray and Jeshua and the golden ray. Ascended masters are here just to let you know that you are loved and that the spiritual veil between the physical and the spiritual realm is very, very light now. In other words, it's coming together. It used to be more separated, but now it's coming together, and we all should begin to feel the spiritual realm as if it's in our hearts now, because it always has been, but I know that we're starting to feel it. I do a lot of readings for people, and I know that everyone is going through a time where they're feeling more, and they're a little bit discomforting sometimes, but at the same time, we're getting in touch with our heart, the true essence of who we are, our connection with spirit. So I want to just acknowledge those ascended masters. I also feel Archangel Michael and Archangel Sophia, which may mean something to someone other than just me feeling them. It may be your Archangel as well, Archangel Raphael and Uriel and Metatron. And Jophiel is how I pronounce it. I am from the South, so sometimes I say things a little funny. And I just feel a lot of love this evening. I really want to focus on love because love heals. And I think that is such a simple statement to make, that love heals. But as a Rohan therapist, I have seen when our hearts are open, when we're in healing, either receiving or not receiving as a therapist, where we're giving, our hearts, when they're open, it makes such a huge difference in how we are able to heal and go through our changes in our lives. So I want you all to remember that love does heal. It is a magnificent, most powerful healer. And it's interesting that the Christ consciousness came over 2,000 years ago to open up the heart chakra for humanity. And I feel that he's really, his efforts, if you may, of what he had to go through are coming to fruition now, because I know that many, many of you are in your hearts already. And I see it every day in people that I work with, that the heart chakra is opening and people are making comments about it, and it's just very beautiful. I want to let you know that I will be taking callers this evening if you want a very quick reading, or if you want to just discuss what we're going to be talking about this evening as we begin our journey. I want to let you know that I'm talking to you this evening as a spiritual healer, but I also have experience as an attorney, and I have found through my years of doing both that personal boundaries that we set or we don't set for ourselves makes such a difference. And I see so many divorces that happen in our society. And actually, I've written a book about justice of the heart, bringing compassion into the game of law. It should be coming out late summer. And it's about helping folks who are going through divorces and their attorneys and other professionals who work in the court system to start bringing some humanity, bringing heart into the courtroom. It doesn't mean that the physical laws can't be followed, but it just means that we're taking more responsibility to bring heart wherever we go. It isn't like we are creatures that walk around in these human bodies, these spiritual beings, that we become one person when we're in court and one person when we're going through a divorce. And I see it all the time that people change when they're going through a divorce because they know that it is such a disruptive system, and it doesn't have to be. And I'm going to be starting to do workshops and seminars for attorneys and professionals. And the lady that I had on last week, Rose Gauthier, is also going to be working these seminars. We're both going to be working them around the country in the early fall, mid-fall. So I want to talk about setting personal boundaries because personally, it's affected my whole entire life. So I have experience with it. Actually, sometimes, from a humorous standpoint, wonder if that's why I didn't get married, because I couldn't set my own boundaries to say no, so I just said yes. I mean, what in the world? How would I deal with it if I said no? It's funny now, but I mean, I look back on it and I'm like, that really was one of the issues. It wasn't that I didn't love them, but certainly not that quickly. And maybe if I had felt a little bit more with it, maybe I would have waited. But I didn't have boundaries. And I want to say that a lot of abused children, and we have a lot of those in our society today, a lot of children that have, it doesn't matter what kind of abuse, even if it's emotional, have a tendency to have an issue with boundaries. And if those aren't addressed by parents, by school workers, by teachers, by professionals, and by spiritual healers, what happens is they grow up and then they tend to make errors in their life that maybe they could get, possibly wouldn't have to learn as difficult lessons, although we can't control how other people have their lessons, but setting personal boundaries and protecting ourselves, the purpose of having boundaries is to protect and really just take care of ourselves. I mean, we need to be able to tell other people, hey, you know, you're acting in ways that just don't feel comfortable to me. And I had someone to go up to, my daughter went up a little close to a fellow at a store the other day, real good friend of mine, and he looked at her and he said, you know, you're a little too close for my comfort right now. And she really did appreciate that. And I feel that we have the right to say that to people. You know, I don't feel a little comfortable, or back up. The first step in starting to know that we have a right to protect and defend ourselves, I mean, that is the first thing we need to know. That affects our income. It affects our relationships. I honestly believe we would have less divorces if we had a stronger boundary connection in our lives, because it's almost impossible to have a healthy relationship with someone who doesn't have boundaries. I mean, with someone who cannot communicate directly and honestly, who says things just because they feel like that they have to say it, because if they don't say it, what are they going to do? Or what if they don't get loved? Or what if they get rejected by being honest about who they are or how they feel? And learning how to set boundaries is a necessary step in learning how to be a friend to ourselves. And remember that when we are a friend to ourselves, we can be a friend to others. If we're not a friend to ourselves, it ends up being manipulative. It ends up that we're manipulating people. It's not that we're unkind, but it's just a natural state to go to manipulate people if we can't feel like we can set our own boundaries. And it's basically our responsibility to take care of ourselves. And I know that everyone knows that, but when it comes to boundaries, I'm going to go through some checklists and some signs of unhealthy boundaries. I went to a wonderful workshop at at a place here in Jasper, Georgia, where I'm from, Emerging Healthcare, and it was a wonderful experience to really get some little bit more depth and understanding about boundaries. But it's basically our responsibility to protect ourselves when it is necessary. Now, we all know that there are boundaries when we're out, you know, in the dark and we're walking. We certainly need to keep our spiritual boundaries up there. And we'll get into that too as well, because spiritual boundaries are very important. Because when we have our own spiritual boundaries, we don't let people come in to our space and invade it, even if it is spiritually done. In other words, even if it's not physically done, there are spiritual boundaries. And one way that we can protect ourselves is to envelop ourselves with beautiful white light, green light, whatever light color you want to put around you. And you need to do this several times a day. It's an etheric connection. It's an etheric boundary that we can put around us that can help protect us. And it is so valuable, because there are people that tend to draw energy. We are nothing but energy, as you all know, and they tend to pull it from us. But with these beautiful spiritual boundaries that we put up with light, and you can ask your archangels, you can ask your ascended master, your spiritual guides, they're already there for us. That's what's so beautiful. They're already there. Ask them, please protect me today. Please protect me from those, even if they don't intend to suck out my energy or put negativity into my etheric field or my auric field. Please protect me, because it's impossible to learn to be loving to ourselves without owning ourself and owning our rights and our responsibilities as co-creators of our lives. So it's like we can ask God and our spiritual guidance to help us, but we have to do our part as well, because we are on this journey here on earth that we're here to learn. I mean, our home is up there in the spiritual realms with the ascended masters and the archangels and the spiritual guides and that other field that is so spiritual and that we love to be in. And we will return one day, as we all know. But I want to just talk about these setting of personal boundaries, because let me just ask y'all some questions. And I do want to remind you that you can call in if you have some comments about this, but signs of some unhealthy boundaries are such as not asking for help when you really want it, because you're afraid. You're afraid to go outside of your own boundary to ask. And a boundary should be permeable to let useful information in. But you're when you do that, you're also reading the signals sent by these people. It's not just something that they're saying. Working too close to people. Not using information to maintain a distance. Now, another sign, which I have personally seen at airports, is when a child has been abused and doesn't have real strong boundaries, they tend to go up to strangers in airports and public places. And it can be very dangerous for children, because the law of attraction will set up for a child who has a few boundaries or has issues with boundaries and doesn't understand them. It will create a dangerous situation for them. So it's very important that we teach our young children to have respect for other people and respect for themselves, not just to go up to strangers. And it's not about fear. We don't want to teach our children fear, but it is about respect for others. And if someone gets too close to them, they have the right to back up, even if they are an adult. And children need to know this. It is vitally important for them. But another sign of an unhealthy boundary is pushing emotion at a person who is not inviting it. So, you know, feel this way. I want you to share with me. It's sort of like that feeling when you get someone that almost feels like they're in love with you and they don't even know you, or you feel like you're in love with them and you don't even know them yet. I mean, there is still, there can be that instant connection, but you still want to have boundaries. You still want to allow a person to kind of have their own space, and especially if they've got questionable intentions. And you have one of the most important aspects of boundaries is knowing to trust your own feelings. Ooh, if that makes me feel uncomfortable, well, then trust that. Don't worry about hurting someone else's feelings. This is about you. This is about trusting your own emotions and your own feelings to say, you know, that feels a little bit uncomfortable to me. And also accepting a touch that you don't want. Now, I think one of the best examples of this is with children. So many times we say to our children, oh, go up and hug, you know, Bertha or Aunt Henry or my best friend or, you know, this person. It's kind. You know, you're supposed to do that in the South. You're supposed to hug everybody. But, you know, kids don't necessarily want to do that. And when we force them to be a certain way or to violate their own boundaries, what we are creating in them is a mistrust of their own heart energy, their own feelings. And we, as parents, tend to do that. I have done it a million times with my son. He's grown now, but I definitely did not understand boundaries when he was growing up. And I know that I probably did that. My parents did it to me. With my daughter, though, if she doesn't want to hug somebody, she doesn't have to. Typically, when she meets somebody, she stares them. She just stares at them because she's feeling them out. And so many people, especially in the South, will say, oh, that's a rude child. She didn't even say hello. But I allow her to just be, and I'm working with her grandmother as well, to say, you know what? Allow her just to feel right now. She's able to feel. Let's not take that away from her. And another thing is allowing a person to take as much as he or she can from you. That is not good. And let's look at that from a financial viewpoint. When we work and work and work at our jobs and we never think about ourselves, we never think about what's best for us, that is also a violation of our boundaries because we may feel that if we say no, that we will not be loved, we may lose our job. So we almost disrespect ourselves. I shouldn't even say almost. We do. We disrespect ourselves. And what's interesting about this is that in the law of attraction, if we disrespect ourselves, so will other people. We draw it in because like attracts like. So if we're sitting there distrusting or not respecting ourselves, of course we're going to attract that. And so the very thing that you're thinking will happen probably will. Whereas if you just did it with a little bit of feeling and with love, it doesn't have to be ugly and it doesn't have to be rude, but it's just accepting what you can have and what you can't. And if it feels uncomfortable, you know, I really need to be with my family this afternoon. You know, Joey has a football game or, you know, Susie has ballet. I really can't do it, but I will help you maybe on the weekend if you can wait for that, if that feels comfortable to you. But it's very important. And another aspect that I have found so much in marriages is letting others define your reality. It's almost like when we go into a marriage that we can't be ourselves anymore. And I see this as a spiritual healer. I've also seen it as a divorce attorney. I don't do divorces anymore, and I don't do legal advice, by the way, on any of these shows, but I do have the experience in it. But letting others define how you feel, how you think, how you want to live your life is definitely, definitely a sign of an unhealthy boundary. Now, a lot of times we want to communicate and we want to compromise, and I'm not really talking about that aspect of it, but I am looking at the aspect of really sharing with someone that doesn't feel comfortable to me, you know, to your spouse. I feel like that's not true to me. And, you know, truth can only be what it is to you. No one can force it, although we need to be open to hearing other people's truths because it may resonate with us, but it still has to be our own reality and our own definition of that. Now, another codependent, and typically when we have unhealthy boundaries, there tends to be a lot of codependency. I know there are other words for this. I talked about it last week. But my definition of codependent is a person who really doesn't have their own power. They're not in self-empowered state of being, and they feel like to have anything they have to rely on or grab from or depend on someone else. And that's for spiritual, emotional, financial, any kind of need or want that they have. They can't feel the connection with their own source, their own power within themselves. And so what happens is they get that dependency on something else that isn't really healthy. And I want to look at that, because believing that a person knows or can anticipate your needs is just a really good sign that we need a little bit of refining there. Because, you know, you're the only one that knows what your needs are. Basically, if you're in touch with your heart, with your feelings, with your upper chakras, and you're really in tune with them and know what you're really wanting and having in your life, at that point in time, you can anticipate your needs and you feel far more connected to Source. And in this time period, y'all, when we're going into a very shifting of consciousness right now, and in this time, the most important person that we can rely on is ourselves. That does not mean that we're alone. When I started this evening, I talked about all the archangels and the ascended masters and my dear friend Chiquita, who's a spiritual guide for me now, as well as many others, I'm sure. And when we have all the spiritual guidance and assistance, when we ask, then we're not alone. We do have that connection with our spiritual helpers. I always call them our angels, however you want to term it, God, Spirit. We are truly all deeply connected. And when we start to feel that, and I have to tell you that I never felt it throughout my whole life. I called myself spiritual, and I called myself for a short time religious, but I didn't feel my connection to Source until I did my Rohan. And Rohan is just a powerful, powerful spiritual psychotherapy that is taught up at Delphi University in Georgia. It's the only place in the world that it's taught. And it has transformed my understanding of how I do connect with Source now. It wasn't that Source was disconnected from me. I was disconnected from Source. Mind, our minds, and all of the hoopla of life. Whoa. That's what disconnects us, and that's why we need to go back into our hearts. And defining our boundaries helps us to do that, and that's why I brought it up this evening. I was going to talk about soul contracts, and eventually I will do that next Friday or possibly later. But Spirit said, no, talk about boundaries, because it affects our workplace, it affects our income, it affects our relationships, and definitely affects our children. Now, falling apart so someone will take care of you, that is the most victimous, I call it the victimhood of life. You can't be in your own power, your own self-empowerment, because if you do, oh my goodness, who will take care of me? That is the ultimate in being a victim. And we've all done it, and I know that we may not want to say we've done it, but there have been times when you just don't want to do it yourself anymore, and you just go into falling apart. I mean, it's a manipulative game that we all do to some degree. Some of us do it more than others, and I'm certainly going to claim my doing of that for years until I recognized, oh my gosh, what have you been doing, Vicki? And I've seen so many other people I've worked with that realize that, oh my goodness, that's manipulating. That's not love. You know, when we have unhealthy boundaries, we can't really say we're loving ourselves. We can't really say we're loving other people, because we're into some manipulative victim, oh, I don't even know how to say it. We're into some persecutor, rescuer, victim pyramid of, if you're not being the victim, then you're either being the persecutor, I am right, or you're going into the rescuer and the responsibility, like, oh, I'm the person who has to take care of everybody. But you end up being victim. I am blameless. I am blameless. And so there's this triangle that just keeps going. I call it, when I was, as an attorney, I went through this, it was called the cycle of abuse. Because when you're in a cycle of abuse, you go through being a victim, you also go through being a persecutor, and you also go through being a rescuer. So you have three different roles that you take, and it is so powerful because the codependent relationships, well, he hit me once, but he'll never do it again. Well, I would hope not. I would hope that, you know, he would go get therapy. You would find out why these types of things are happening, because it doesn't just happen once. It's very rare. I don't think I've ever talked to any of the clients I've ever had that ever had it once. But it is the cycle of abuse. There are many, many names for it, but it is definitely signs of unhealthy boundaries. And it is just so powerful to understand this and to feel it. It is just... Another thing, too, that I think is very interesting is when you're experiencing great affection with someone before you know them, or you kind of are with someone that is real inquisitive about you, and it's just like you almost act like you've known them all your life, and you may have, but you still need to keep the boundary there. Get to know them. You may have known them for eternity, but it is just that feeling where someone's being pushed on you, or someone's pushing on you. And I want y'all to be very aware of this, because this is a very powerful time for self-empowerment in our lives, with 2012 coming. And you know, people talk about that so much. Sometimes I wonder if anything's really going to be different. Because really, the change that 2012 is talking about started back in the late 80s. So honestly, we've all been feeling it subtly, some stronger than others. But these boundary issues can help us spiritually and on this physical plane to learn to self-love. To truly love ourselves, and not to use people, not to manipulate people, just to be as honest as you can. And I will tell you right up front that my biggest issue with my mother, and I went through huge healing on it, I doubt that I'll ever end the healing, I'll probably always be in healing with it, but there was so much manipulation, and I have heard other people talk about their close relationships with their mothers, but they still could see the manipulating that was going on, and it's unfreeing, y'all. It is not self-empowerment. It does not allow us to really grow spiritually and really absolutely be in the highest connection with spirit that we can when we are bound by negative and unhealthy boundaries, because it limits us. It grounds us onto this earth where we can't be free to be who we are. So now I'd love to invite anyone that's listening that wants to call in. I'd love to hear your stories about boundaries and some of your thoughts on that. And if you have a reading that you would like to do, I would be very happy to do that. And I also want to invite you to go to my website at askspiritnow.com. I do Akashic record readings, and I do past life regressions. And I do spiritual counseling, which is basically whatever is needed for you as well. And I have my master's in Rohan therapy, and will be getting a PhD in that in August. So I will be doing a Rohan, especially locally here, because it is a hands-on healing modality that just brings incredible changes for people, enlightenment, and as so above as below. So a lot of times for us to really truly ascend, we do need to look and see what are some of the issues that are affecting us, so that we can truly bring light to the darkness, because where there is light, there is no darkness. And so I want to invite you to go to my website and email me. Let me know your email address so that I can send you information on workshops and just some of the shows that are going to be going on here at BBS Radio. And I just want to thank BBS Radio again, because they are such an incredible station, and I have really enjoyed being on the station, and I just thank you very much for being here. Now, one of the other issues about boundaries is I just want to ask you, it's like almost like it is a checklist for boundaries, and when you give up your boundaries in a relationship, you're usually unclear about your preferences, about the things that you want. You do not notice unhappiness enduring. In other words, you don't really notice your unhappiness. because it just sort of like you've almost lost yourself. So you wake up one day, and this happens to so many people. They go through a 20-year marriage, 15-year marriage, and I personally have friends and people that I've read for that have gone through this, and they wake up one day, and it's like, wait a minute, what happened to me? It wasn't that the other person did anything wrong. It's not even about that. It's not even about them, actually. It's about yourself. It's like, well, wait a minute, what happened to me? I really don't know what happened. And you do more and more for less and less. And I see that more probably, well, you know what? It's not just with women. It is with men, too. I have talked to men who have just given and given and given. They work until they're so exhausted. And they did it all for their children and their wife. And then one day they wake up and their wife's gone. And they say, well, what happened? And it's, well, you never gave of yourself. You were just doing for us. And the man's like, oh my gosh, you know, I did. I thought that's what I was supposed to do. And that is, again, letting go of your own boundaries, because you forget about your heart. It's so physical. This is what we have to have money. We have to do this. We have to be living in this lifestyle. And y'all, things are changing so much that we can't necessarily just feel, yes, we have to have money, and yes, we want to drive pretty cars, and yes, there are things we want to do, and I'm not discounting that at all, but we also need to live in our hearts, and we can do it all. We can do it all. So another boundary issue that happens in a relationship when you give up your boundaries is you live hopefully. You're wishing, you're waiting, you're always waiting for something. And I see that in someone very dear to me that's very, well, she's in her later years, let me say it that way. This lady has waited all of her life for something. And will it happen? I'm not here to say it will or will not. I would never do anything to make her feel it wouldn't happen. But she's waited probably for 60 years for something to happen. And I have to say, you know, I've heard stories of people losing their kids and 70 years later they find them. So I have to say that's inspiring. But at the same time, wishing and waiting is not the ideal way to live your life. It would be okay to be wanting, like you saying to yourself, I will be glad when I see my son again. But to sit and wait and wish for it leaves you in a very unpowerful place. It leaves you disconnected from your source, because you're always feeling like it's never going to happen, but yet you keep hoping. And another aspect of living in a low boundary situation is you feel like you're coping and surviving all the time. And I've had a lot of readings lately with people who feel like they're just coping. They're like, when's this going to change? I feel like I'm just surviving. And I have looked at those situations and I have looked at my own situations and I realize that so much of it has had to do with letting go of our boundaries early on. And then finally we wake up and we say, wow, what happened to that? And I think it's a very valuable lesson. I know that my life has shifted greatly, learning where my boundaries are. Was it comfortable? No, y'all, it wasn't. There were things that I had to do within my own family that were very, very uncomfortable, just to put my own boundaries in. And, you know, I want to address that, because so many times we put boundaries in and we do it in a manipulative way. It's like setting boundaries is not a more sophisticated way of manipulation. Some people will say, I'm just setting a boundary. But in fact, they're really attempting to manipulate. It's like, I don't want that person around me, so I'll just put a boundary in. Well, that's not really what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about safe boundaries, honest boundaries, so that, let's say you have an office in your home, because so many people today have offices in their home. And let's say you have a spouse. Let's say you even have a mother-in-law or your own parents living in the house, and you have little children, and you are at work. You truly or at work, and you have your own space, and people are coming in, interrupting you, that's a boundary issue, and it will affect your work. It'll affect you. It'll cause resentment, and they don't have respect. They need to learn boundaries. So, you know, there are two ways of setting boundaries. One is to scream and yell and holler and just say, look, I've had enough, y'all. You know, leave me alone. Well, I've done that, too. And I think everybody's probably done that. And then there's a second way where you just take a deep breath. You ask Spirit to help you. You do it with as much love as you can and just say, this is my space. Now, I need to work. If I were in a big corporation and had a big office someplace downtown Atlanta, you wouldn't be coming into my office interrupting me, and you wouldn't be calling all day because I'd get fired. Well, it's no different here. Now, this is interesting because even if you say that, they may not honor it because they're going to test you. And do you know what you may have to do? You may have to start locking your door. You may have to be putting a sign up. You may have to make some radical changes or make some action to make it happen. And then they realize, oh, but you can't do it with anger. You can't do it with hate. You can't do it with manipulation. You have to do it with some semblance of love. At first, it's not easy. I'm not going to pretend it is. I'm still journeying, going through the journey for myself because it can be very, very difficult doing it. But it is vital, and I have felt better since my boundaries have been in. I cannot begin to tell y'all how much better I have felt, how much better my life is, and how much better those people that are around me, they feel their boundaries. They know now, wait a minute, oh, my daughter will now say, oh, it's my boundary, Mommy. It's my space in my room. And I really honor that. It's okay, hon. I won't come in now. Because she has a right to her own space. So remember this. When we ask people to honor our boundaries, we must honor theirs as well. So if you have a girlfriend that calls you at 12 o'clock at night every night and it really wakes you up and you have to wake up at 6 o'clock to get the kids to school, then when you tell her not to call at 12 o'clock, then when you have an issue at 12 o'clock, you don't need to be calling her if she's in that same situation. Let's just say she doesn't go to bed early, but let's just say she does sleep late. So here you are waking up at 6 and you need her and you know she sleeps till 11. Well, in truth, you need to honor her and not call her before 11 as well. So those are the types of boundaries that we really need to look at, and I'm just amazed at how it can change our lives. And again, I want to remind you that if you do want to call in just to discuss this issue with boundaries, I'm so impressed by it because I've seen such a change in it. I would certainly welcome any callers. And if you want to just listen, I will welcome that. I'd love to get your feedback. Even if you write through AskSpiritNow.com, let me know your thoughts on this. Now, another issue that happens with boundaries is that, you know, are you strongly affected by another, that obsession results. When you start getting obsessed with something, there are usually some boundary issues with that. And that doesn't mean with yourself having, you know, if you like a clean closet, but I'm talking about just obsession. That's usually a sign of some boundary issues. Another strong indication is you'll forsake just about every personal limit to get sex or the promise of it. And that is something that when you get to that point in your relationship, you have given up your boundaries, because the self-respect for who you are and just loving yourself is gone at that point. And another aspect of a lack of boundaries is acting out of compliance and compromise and doing favors that you inwardly resist. Oh, that causes so much resentment. And I'm going to say this to the healers out there, the ones that actually have hands-on healing. When you do healing for someone and you do it out of duty, it's not from your heart. And just remember that, because it is very important when we're doing healings and when we're sharing with others to be in our hearts. And when we feel like we're doing something out of duty or out of resentment, Chiquita and I used to have talks about this, because we always have to honor our own boundaries and what we feel. And if we're not in our hearts, we shouldn't do it. And I went to a wonderful seminar, and actually they're on BBS as well, Sri and Akira. And I went down to one of their seminars about a month ago, and they were talking about when they do readings. And if you can't be in your heart at the time that you're doing your reading, or something's keeping you from really being in their heart, you know, and I learned this in my own training, you know, reschedule. Because it is vitally important for people to share from their hearts, because that is where the love is, and that's where our connection to spirit is. Now, another sign of a problem with boundaries is, are you enmeshed in a drama that is just beyond your control? Oh my gosh, what am I going to do about all these problems in my life? All my children, and oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I mean, I hear it all the time. It is just so funny. I was raised with it. I mean, just drama coming out of the door. I mean, just out of the woodwork. Drama, 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 drama. And that is in itself. You already know that a person who's having a huge amount of drama, unless they're on stage, is very much lacking boundaries in their life, because they're not taking care of themselves. They're having to take care of everybody else in the world. And when that happens, oh my goodness, then nobody gets any healing. It is one big mess. I mean, you know, those people should be on stage, but they wouldn't be able to be focused enough to be on stage doing an acting job. So, also, are you living a life that's not yours? I mean, does it just seem like sometimes that you are living this life that will not change? I'd love to hear from you. I mean, so many people feel like, will this ever change? Well, yes, it will. And one of the ways it can change is for you to get back into yourself, back into your heart, back into your life, and then the answers will start coming. The answers from spirit will start coming, because you are never, ever at the effect of anything unless you so choose it. And I have found personally that I felt sometimes that if I didn't move, I was just going to scream. Well, the fact is, now that I didn't move, thank goodness I didn't, because now I see the absolute beauty of where I live, and now I understand, because I let go of that codependency, I let go of the boundary issues. I couldn't put my own boundaries in. So therefore, of course I wanted to move, because I thought, well, if I moved, then those boundaries would be better in the new place. Or if that person wasn't around me. Well, you know what, folks? All I would have done was attracted somebody else that would have just been the same way, because I hadn't changed. It wasn't about the other person. It was about the change in yourself that has to occur. So now I have my home in the North Georgia Mountains that I simply love. There will be a time when I move, but it won't be because I have to. It'll be because I have a new journey. A new journey to envelop, or, you know, develop, that may not be able to be done here or something. So just remember that when you feel stuck, start looking at your boundaries, saying, what am I not doing for myself? What am I allowing other people to come in and invade in my own space? And that, it's like the children that have been abused have had their boundaries heavily disrupted. And so it's very difficult for them to say no. It's very difficult for children, until they've gotten assistance on this, to realize that they were violated in some way. And, you know, adults that come into children's lives and just treat them like they're worthless, well, of course their boundaries are going to be broken and messed up. And so when you see children like that, be aware that maybe they're not being abused now, but early on in their life, something happened to them and they felt violated. And when that happened, they didn't feel like they owned their own space anymore. They didn't own themselves anymore, because this big, big person came and hurt them in some way. And when that happens, it is the most devastating situation that can happen. And just honor those children and honor their boundaries. If they don't want to hug you, if they don't want to come up and be nice to you, just say it's okay. Let them know it's okay. Yeah, I understand. So now, also, believing you have no right to secrets. I have known someone very close to me, actually, that could not keep a secret. It didn't matter what it was, they had to share it with the whole world. Even if it was about their own children, they had to share it with everybody. everybody had to know about their personal affairs and their children's affairs and everybody else's affairs. And I will have to tell you that when I realized what was going on with this, I quit talking to this person about my life. Well, regretfully, they made up stuff anyway, but at least it wasn't true. And so what happens is when a person doesn't feel that they have the right to their own personal beliefs, their own personal feelings, their own personal just things in their own life about themselves. We don't have to go out and tell the world everything about our children or our families or ourselves. If we want to, we can, because you know they say that we're only as free as our secrets. But there are times when we don't have to go out and share everything that, you know, you have discretion. You have discretion about what goes on in your life that you can share or not share. Something else is commit yourself for as long as the others need you to be committed. So in other words, there's no bottom line. This can happen in relationships. It can happen in work. You just do, you do, you do, you do. And you never, ever look at, wait a minute, you know, am I supposed to be doing this for a week? I'm so committed to this situation, I don't even know where I am anymore. And a lot of people that help people a lot tend to do this. They forget their own boundaries. They forget who they are. And in doing so, they lose themselves and they start resenting. Even though they don't talk about it, they start resenting other people. They're not really resenting the other people, they're resenting themselves. They're upset with themselves. So what I want you to do as you go through life and start to look at things, you know, look at yourself. Does this feel comfortable? Does it not feel comfortable? If you're on a date, and the guy wants to kiss you or the girl wants to kiss you and you don't feel comfortable with that, then don't do it. Honor yourself. Because remember, when you honor yourself, other people will honor you. And maybe it will feel a little uncomfortable at first. Now, there's no doubt, y'all, it does feel uncomfortable when you start to set your personal boundaries. But I promise you, in protecting yourself, you are helping other people too, because you're showing your family, you're showing your children, you're showing your friends, you know, honor me. I will honor you if you honor me. So I just want to remind you that when you do have good boundaries, it is probably one of the most wonderful aspects of a marriage is to have good boundaries. And I have to tell you, my last marriage, even though it ended, one of the reasons why it lasted so long is because we never saw each other. Now, you know, can you call that a boundary? I don't think so. But we did have strong boundaries. When he was doing his thing, I did my thing, and we never interrupted. Now, that's about the best thing I can say for that, but it was definitely a boundary. Now, I'm going to just get off of that subject now because I think I've talked about it long enough. I pulled a card for everyone, and the message I have is from Krishna, and the message is, find the blessing in your current situation. And I want to remind everybody this evening to be thankful for whatever you have. Whatever we have now is what brings new light to our lives. So if you want a new house, be thankful for the house that you have today. Be thankful for every single thing in your life. If you need to make a list for it, sometimes that can be very, very validating. You know, I have more than I realize. Gee, I didn't realize I had that. I have a job. I don't necessarily feel it's the best job, but right now I have a job, and I am grateful for that. And in doing that gratefulness, it brings in so many wonderful aspects of spirit, of life in general. Because, y'all, we do have a lot to be thankful for. I mean, if you're sitting in an apartment and you have a dog there, or you have your cat, be thankful for that experience, to have that love, and especially from our pets, because they give us such unconditional love. It is just such a magical journey to have that experience, to feel gratitude in our lives. And I have been told and I have heard that if you had nothing but gratitude in your life would go well. And I think that when we go through a 24-hour day, if we would really look at how many thoughts are in our heads that aren't of gratitude, and then when we consciously put our thoughts on gratitude, even if you have to put little notes all over the house about, Spirit abundantly providing for you, or I am always in gratitude, do whatever works for you. Be aware of the true essence of who you are, because good fortune is coming to you this year, and you can create it yourself. It was a card I pulled for the show this evening. It comes from the Rohan message cards. And I said, Spirit, what do you want me to share with everyone this evening? What is the message you want me to share? And I pulled the card, good fortune is coming to you this year. It's an expectation. It's like, let's expect it, and we will receive it, because we have everything within us. We have everything within us. When we search and seek out, we are only searching and seeking out for what's already within us. And when we touch our hearts, and we, I thank the Christ consciousness, because that's what he came on earth to share with us. And it came to me earlier today when I was working with someone about the Christ consciousness and the heart that he brought to humanity. And I feel so prevalent in our society now. The heart is coming into people. They're feeling it. They're starting to feel themselves. And when we get real busy in our lives, so many times it's because we don't want to feel. We don't want to really feel and touch what our hearts are saying. Because sometimes there's hurt there, and sometimes there are things that we don't want to go to. But it is time now to go there. It's time to feel our true essence of who we are, and sometimes that does take going in, finding out what that is, releasing it to the light. And I do want to offer my services, because I work with people long distance all over the country, Canada. I work with them in helping you to discover your own self-empowerment, your own true essence of who you are, because that's what you're carrying with you this lifetime and every lifetime from now on. And sometimes you do have to go into past lives. That's one of my favorite readings, is the past life regression, as well as the Akashic Records, because we get to go in there and find out, what are you carrying in this life, that gifts as well as possible challenges that you can look at, and I can help you get through those so that you can really live your life in the now. It is very difficult to live in the now when you're sitting there carrying all this burden and all this guilt or whatever from the other lifetimes. And then you also want to look at the gifts that you brought from other past lives. So I really want to share that with you and let you know that I am available on AskSpiritNow.com. I just want to hear from you, and I want to hear how you're doing these days, and I'd love to hear from you, and I want to welcome you to the Ask Spirit show that's going to be airing every Friday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That's on the eastern parts of the United States and Canada, and then 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time in California, and I'm not sure about Arizona where we're going with that, and then of course, it would be 8 in Texas and all those states. So I just want to welcome you and thank you for being here with me this evening. I just want to share with you that you all are beautiful people, and you know that. And just remember that, find the blessing in whatever you have in your life and try your best to see the other person's point of view. When we are able to see the other person's point of view, doesn't mean we have to change our point of view, but it allows us to have far more love for other people and love for ourselves, because we can honor ourselves and for honoring who we are, what we are, and how we believe. And please be aware of your boundaries. Be aware of honoring yourself, respecting yourself. And remember that when you are honoring yourself, you're honoring other people as well, because it is just vital in taking care of ourselves. And that's all we can do in this lifetime. We are affirming to ourselves and taking responsibility for owning ourselves and our reality. Rather than the other person saying what we believe, we are just, it's just virtually important to own our own voice, to own our right to speak up for ourselves, to open that throat chakra, let that light shine in. Be yourself. Be who you are, because you know what? That's why we're here, everybody. We're here to be ourselves. We're not here to be somebody else. Let them be them. But we've got to be ourselves. It's a journey that I feel like we're all on. And I include myself in there, because to be yourself is probably the most self-empowering step that you can take on this planet Earth. So I just want to thank you all for being with me this evening, and I want to just welcome you to come visit me, and I would love to do an Akashic Record reading on you or a past life regression. It would just honor me to be able to work with you. And I ask for you, too, just to remember that right now, as we are going through a self-ascension, we are looking at truth, and truth is about ourselves. It's not truth for somebody else's truth. It's your own truth. Truth comes from within you. You can gather truth that resonates for you, but just remember that it is your truth. And I want to thank you for being here this evening, and I want to invite you to come back and visit with me next Friday evening, and so that we can have lots of topics. I don't even know next week, but I just channel in what Spirit wants me to talk about, and I just honor each and every one of you, and I send my heart energy out to you, and I just want to know that you are deeply loved, and that Spirit is with you, and all the archangels and the spiritual guides. And again, I want to honor in memory of Chiquita Berry, because she was a dear friend of mine, and I miss her in physical form, but I have her in my heart in spiritual form. And I know that there are many out there that don't know Chiquita, but she has a beautiful heart, and she lives on in so many people here in the North Georgia Mountains. So I just I honor her this evening, and I thank you, Chiquita, for living your life and speaking your mind and speaking your heart and doing what you believed in. And you brought joy to yourself and to others by believing in yourself. I mean, I see you out there with those horses, and I know the horses miss you probably more than anybody in the world, because they loved you. They loved you with all their heart. So thank you, Chiquita. And excuse me, but I really miss her. And I feel her right now. And I'm just deeply appreciative for it. The love that I received from her. So, thank you very much. Good night.